This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. If you haven't made up your mind yet, you still have a few days to do so. The federal crop insurance deadline is March 15th, and crop agency manager for Country Financial, Doug Yoder, says the main focus with insurance this year has been low commodity prices. Doug has been busy with crop insurance meetings across the state for the last couple of months, and his advice to farmers is to not lower your coverage.
The main focus on crop insurance this year has to do with our low grain prices and how that impacts their coverage. Obviously, our guarantees with crop insurance are tied to those grain markets, and with the lower prices, that really significantly lowers the amount of coverage, dollars per acre, that farmers can protect themselves. So their coverages, their guarantees are down significantly, but their costs are still up. Their input costs are still very high. So one of the main concerns of mine this year was not wanting to see crop insurance users lower their coverage, trying to save money. And obviously in a year like this where you have low grain prices but high input costs, you need to find ways to save money, to cut costs. I just don't want to see that in the crop insurance selection because I'm afraid they're going to need all the protection, all the coverage they can get this year.
So it sounds like your piece of advice would be to not lower the coverage if that's at all possible.
That's exactly right. And some, you know, obviously that's an individual decision, and you know, maybe some individual advice would vary from person to person, you know, when you sit down and look at their specific information. But overall, I really don't like seeing farmers lower their coverage in an environment like this. In fact, I think this is the riskiest environment we've had in quite some time when you compare what our the grain values, their lower revenues and lower coverages compared to their high cost. They're sinking a lot of money in that ground when they plant corn and beans this year. And with the grain prices down so much, I think they're going to need all the protection they can get.
Were there any common questions or concerns? I know low commodity prices, but that were reoccurring at the meetings that farmers mentioned?
I would say that was the biggest interest. Should I do with my coverage this year given the new environment we're in? I would say that was number one. Number two is some follow-up questions to some of those new features that I mentioned. I think a lot of farmers heard about them last year. Maybe they didn't quite investigate them completely, so there were some follow-up questions with that as well. And then, really, I'll be honest, there was a lot of concern all winter about the state of the crop insurance industry itself. Last year, in calendar year 15 alone, we had four or five significant large companies decide to exit the crop insurance business. And these are, you know, financially stable, well-heeled firms that just simply made a business decision. They no longer wanted to participate in the crop insurance program. It was too risky. So a lot of concerns from our farmers and landowners, you know, what's going on? Why are these companies getting out of crop insurance, and what's that mean for the other companies still in it? Because to tell you the truth, there's not that many companies that sell crop insurance. I believe we're now down to probably in the teens, like 15, 16, somewhere in there.
Well, other than the reminder that the deadline is March 15th, is there anything else that you would like to share with us?
I would. I'd encourage the producers to talk to their agents in depth about their coverage this year to make sure that they are getting the proper amount of coverage and not just assuming they want to lower it to save premium. I think that needs some much in-depth discussion before they necessarily would do that. And then the other thing I would encourage them to discuss with their agents, yield exclusion. That's one of those new features that was available to crop insurance users a year ago. Just want to make sure they're aware of that. It potentially allows them to kick extremely bad yields out of their historical database of yield. So if they're able to do that, then that would increase their APH or their actual production history, thus increasing their overall guarantee as well. So just review the new changes and definitely review the prices this year and see what impact that has on your coverage per acre to make sure they're getting enough.
Crop Agency Manager for Country Financial, Doug Yoder. We'll be back with more after these messages. Next on the list today, we'll visit with Chris Reynolds. Chris is the resource conservationist for the Montgomery County Soil and Water District, and they are working in conjunction with Macoupin County to host a nutrient loss reduction strategy meeting on Monday.
We are having a nutrient loss reduction strategy meeting in conjunction with the Montgomery County Farm Bureau and the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, as well as the Montgomery and Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation Districts. And so the meeting will be held over in Litchfield at the Lincoln Land Community College facility on Monday, March 14th. The meeting will start around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we hope to be out of there around 4 o'clock. We've got a couple good speakers lined up to talk about the nutrient loss reduction strategy.
What are going to be some of the things that are covered there? I know nutrient loss reduction strategy, but who are the speakers going to be?
Well, we're going to try to cover, you know, the nutrient loss reduction strategy itself and hopefully show what is in the strategy. It is a voluntary conservation effort that was released this past July here in the state of Illinois. It does not ask for any new regulations or anything like that, but it's a voluntary effort. So it shows what some of the current nutrient losses are for nitrates and phosphorus here in the state of Illinois, and what some of the best management practices are that we can utilize to help reduce that nutrient loss. So the first part of the meeting is going to look at the strategy itself, and then the second part of the meeting, we're going to be looking at some of the best management practices. And we focused a lot in a lot of our meetings over the years on cover crops, which is a essential best management practice for the strategy, but we're going to kind of step back and take a look at some of the edge of field practices like drainage water management. And so I know that's something we've talked about before, and drainage water management is something that we can look at to potentially reduce some of the nitrates that are leaving our fields. We've got a lot of tile systems that are going in and have went in over the past several years. So it's kind of taking a look at what we can add to those tile systems if we already have an existing system. How we can manage it better, but also look at, you know, if we're looking at putting a new tile system in, how we can utilize these drainage water management structures.
And speaking directly to that drainage water management, you are going to be doing samples.
Yeah, so we also have an opportunity. We've partnered with Illinois Council on Best Management Practices and Illinois Corn Growers to offer nitrate water testing for tile drainage, watersheds, surface runoff, nearby streams, any type of surface water, we can test for nitrate levels. And really the focus is going to be on the tile outlets and looking at those. This is a free, confidential testing that we can do. We're going to offer this at the meeting as well, so you can bring your samples. They need to be about 8 ounces of water. You need to keep them cool, keep them refrigerated. Preferably, you know, take those samples within 48 hours of bringing those to us. If you want to calculate the amount of flow that's coming from that tile line, we can also equate that back to how many pounds of nitrogen you're potentially losing in a day. So just basically take a bucket and record how long it takes to fill that bucket up, and we can do the calculations for you. So we're going to offer that at the meeting, and we're also going to be having open houses all the way through the month of July. On the second Thursday of the month, you can bring those samples into our office at any time during that day, and we will run those for you, kind of give you an idea of what your nitrate and ammonium levels are in that water. And we do not keep any of those results. Those are all for you to collect, and if you want to, you know, take a closer look at those, you can. So it kind of give you an idea, a little bit of a snapshot of what's going on at the moment in time with your tile line.
And the meeting on Monday, that is open to anyone with an interest, correct?
Right. Anybody can go to that meeting. Anybody that wants to, that's interested in what the strategy has in it, wants to learn more about drainage water management. CJ Liddell from Montgomery County NRCS is also going to be on hand to talk about some of the programs that are available to maybe address some of the best management practices on your farm and look at take a closer look at CSP and EQIP programs that maybe we can potentially make applications for.
Chris Reynolds, resource conservationist for the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.